Show, Talk Radio 640 WGST. We're on weekdays, noon until 2. One of our regular contributors visits with us each and every Friday. An Atlanta-based contributor to both Yahoo News and Sports. On Twitter, you can follow him at Rick Roswell. His name, Rick Limpert, of course, joining us today from Atlanta, where you're working the BB&T Atlanta Open. It's been going on all week long, and it climaxes this weekend here. What's up, Rick?
Yeah, Atlantic Station is a setting. It's a great setting for tennis, especially sports, what they do down there. And it's been a busy week of tennis. And yeah, you're right. It's going to be a great weekend of tennis.
BBTAtlantaOpen.com. It is going on all weekend long. What are you looking forward to the most this weekend?
Well, we've had great crowds out there this week. John Isner, the former University of Georgia player, ranked in the top 20 in the world. He's going for a three-peat. We have the best doubles team of all time, the Bryan brothers, and Andy Roddick, who's actually come out of retirement. He's playing doubles. He's still in the tournament playing tonight. So can't ask him for bigger names than that when it comes to American tennis. It's been a lot of fun.
Tennis is, of course, one of Rick's big passions. Joins us every week a little bit after 1 o'clock here on 640 WGST. Rick's website, ricklimpert.info, and we'll be focusing primarily on tennis in our conversation today. Tell us a little bit about the Emirates Airline U.S. Open Series and ESPN's television coverage.
Yeah, the Emirates Airline U.S. Open Series is a series of tournaments leading up to the U.S. Open, which will be at the end of August and September. And ESPN this year is having unprecedented coverage of tournaments leading up to the U.S. Open, with 200 hours of live TV and more than 1,600 hours of match coverage on ESPN 3, which is the online version. So tennis fans used to complain, Sully, that they couldn't watch their sport, didn't get a lot of coverage. They can't do that anymore. It's all over ESPN, the ESPN platform, and tennis fans are happy.
Now, they get the front end of a lot of the major tournaments, you know, the opening rounds and so forth. I actually overall think ESPN does a pretty good job with their tennis coverage, don't you?
Yeah, they do. They have the commentators on there. They don't hit you over the head with, you know, a lot of hardcore tennis terminology, and assume you know a lot. I mean, ESPN, they know that they're getting a casual sports fan that wants to just enjoy watching sports, and that's kind of the coverage they try to provide for their professional tennis.
I think the approach some of those announcers take, again, I'm not too familiar with their names, but I really like the fact that many of them recognize that, yeah, we are watching this on TV and we can see everything that's going on and we hear the crowd and we know what's good and bad. You can almost just let the microphones that are inside of the stadium speak for themselves. The little oohs and ahs from the crowd indicate exactly what's going on, and of course we can see the score, but yeah, really good coverage from ESPN of its tennis coverage. Chatting with Rick Limpert here on Talk Radio 640 WGST, talking technology and a little sports today as well. Talk about this PlaySite Smart Court.
Yeah, this is a way people are looking to improve their tennis game. Some colleges have it, some country clubs, some tennis facilities have it. This is a series of cameras that is set up around the court, and it gives you review and complete stats and analyzation of your tennis team. It kind of videotapes you and motion captures you while you're playing, and then after it's over, you can go to playsite.com, download all the information, find out a lot of things you probably didn't know about your tennis game, and hopefully you can use this information to make you a better tennis player. You could probably use this, Sully.
Well, I know that the NSA probably gathers up all this information as well and stores it away as well, right?
So you're saying I should talk to the NSA about improving my backhand?
Well, they probably have some information on it after they're looking. You know, they got four or five cameras on the court, right?
Yeah, exactly. Set up around the court. That might be more than even what the NSA has set up around places we don't realize.
All right, talk about this new piece of racket technology here, Technifiber's new Black Code 4S.
Yeah, while the balls and kind of the rackets get all the press, as far as technology changes, talk to tennis people, there's been no more technology advances than what happens in strings. And Technifiber is a small company that makes these advances. They come out with great strings. Their Black Code 4S is actually a four-sided string, which if you look at it closely, you'll see it, and helps you produce a lot of spin and that not sacrifice control or power. So for people looking to restring the rackets come this summer, this fall, and they're looking for a great string, look at some of the Technifiber strings. under the radar, but not for long.
And how about this new tennis sensor here that you detail, talking about more ways that people can improve their game with analysis, and this has an iOS and Android app component to it as well.
Yep, QLICC is equipped. It's the tennis sensor. It attaches to the strings of your racket, kind of like a vibration dampener would, and then you pair it with the iOS or mobile app, and again, this will individually give you data and analytics about your game. So for beginning tennis players, medium, advanced tennis players, this is a big help because you can instantly review your data, get measurement of your strokes, get some video capture, you get spin and shot speed information. So it might be a little too much information for some people, but if you have a tennis professional that's helping you fine-tune your game, this information actually can help.
Well, Rick, I know you'll be stationed over there at Atlantic Station this weekend for the remainder of the BB&T Atlanta Open. I don't know if Crocs is in the mix over there, but if you see the Croc tent, that is where Rick will be, I'm sure, right?
Well, we're doing a lot of walking over there, so because the media center's in the 12 Hotel, and we have to walk back and forth to the court. So you will see Crocs on my feet because they're the most comfortable way to walk those miles that we're walking over there this week.
All right, well, good stuff. Be sure to follow Rick on Twitter. His handle, Rick Roswell, bbtatlantaopen.com for information on all the tennis events taking place this weekend. Atlanta's a professional tennis event, the premier one, right here in Atlanta, the BB&T Atlanta Open, and that's where Rick is this weekend. Rick, good work, and I look forward to catching up next week as well.
Next week, back to school, Sully, to the chagrin of a lot of people.
Oh, boy, I really did hate the first day of school. I really did. Talk Radio 640 WGST, thanks to Rick. Comedian Clayton English, who is at the Atlanta Improv this weekend, joins us in studio next.